incoming message.
Okay, let's just get this out of the way. Life is not always giving out participation trophies. You know, sometimes it feels like life is running full contact drills. And you showed up in flip-flops and emotional baggage. And yet, you can still win. But only if your mind is stronger than your circumstances. And yes, I know, that sounds like something embroidered on a pillow at your therapist's office. But stay with me, because here's the truth, my friends. Your brain is one of two things. It's either your hype man or your hit man. There is no in between. If your inner voice sounds like, "This is too hard, I can't do this, I'm cursed, why me?" Guess what? You just handed the steering wheel to anxiety. And that guy, he doesn't have a license. But when your thoughts sound like, "This storm can't stop me, I've already won, I'm just walking it out," now you have tapped into mental fortitude. You know, spiritual caffeine. Because here's the thing, my friends, every great comeback story begins with a mess. Bank account in shambles, perfect. No support system, well, classic underdog movie. Everything falling apart, ah yes, the pre-glow up montage. But none of that matters if you refuse to mentally bow down. You see, we cannot always control the weather, but we can choose to be the one dancing in that downpour. Like, yeah, I'm still standing. I am still coming. I am still me. Winners don't deny challenges. They just don't marry them. They see that obstacle and immediately begin scouting where they're gonna plant that flag after they conquer it. So, how do we build that kind of mindset? I know it's easy to say, right? But it's like mental weightlifting. Every time we redirect a "this is impossible" to a "how do I win this anyway?" Every time we imagine the outcome that we want, instead of the one that we're scared of, we're doing reps. We're getting stronger. We are becoming the version of us that cannot be stopped. And that version doesn't need everything to be perfect. It just needs a vision, a decision, and some spiritual deodorant. That grind gets really sweaty. So, in case you needed the reminder, you are not your circumstances. You are the thinker, the decider, the overcomer. Your current reality is just a lagging indicator of your old thoughts. So shift your mind, and reality has no choice but to catch up. Now, go out there. Win. Not because it's easy, but because you've already decided that you're going to win.